Everybody, welcome to You Know What Dude. This is Joe DeRosa. I am filling in for Robert Kelly because he is bad things have befallen him. He's in the hospital, and I'd hate to start this on a down note, but it doesn't look like he's gonna pull through. But enough about Bobby. JoJo's got a new podcast.
JoJo? JoJo? That's exactly how it would be, too. Exactly how it would be. You'd be fucking whatever it was.
It's not exactly how it would be. I wouldn't even say that much.
Oh, shit. All right.
What's up, dude?
Well, we're here doing a podcast. A little different this time. It's the... You Know What Do podcast with the host, Joe DeRosa, because apparently everybody loves when I do it with you. I got a lot of emails. A lot of the comments on iTunes were Joe D. That's your new name, I guess. Joe just dropped his cookie.
That really is a
It's actually
side.
My cookie. You're supposed to give somebody the cookie. Now that's not happening.
Side of my life, though, I drop a fortune cookie. Here's your fortune, shattering to the ground. That's your fucking fortune.
And your fucking OCD won't let you fucking just leave it there. You got to pick it up and all the crumbs.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm weird like that. When I spill crumbs and food on the floor, I pick it up. You know.
That is weird, Joe.
It's a goofy thing that
I
have.
Well, I mean, right now, I mean, we're in the middle of a fucking podcast.
Well, I dropped the fortune cookie. That was our first bit, was reading the fortune cookie.
All right, well, that's what we're going to do. Well, let's open your fortune. We just to back up a little bit, me and Joe have been working all day on some Montreal videos with Billy and do a bunch of things.
Well, we were doing other stuff all day, too.
We were doing other stuff. We'll get into that after, all right? Settle down. And we ordered ribs, Joe's favorite... Chinese barbecue ribs, which are fucking meat candy, if I should say.
They're good.
Meat candy.
They're real good.
Oh, they're fucking great. There's so much fat and gristle and burnt meat and sauce.
They were a little burnt tonight.
I like them burnt.
I don't like when they're burnt. I like when they're bright red.
I like that burnt pork. Yes, I am smoking for all the people that don't like smoking. That's why this podcast is cool. You can smoke on it.
I should have gave you this one. God, the jokes.
All right.
Oh, the jokes we could have made.
Oh, what do you think? They can't do the jokes on you, fucking shit dick?
Nope, not with this one.
Really? All right, yeah. Fuck it. I'll sacrifice it. I'll give you my cookie. I want the cookie, though. You take the fortune. I'll take this fortune. All right?
Okay.
And we'll read them. You ready?
Yep. Oh, thank you.
What does yours say?
You're ready to take on the world.
You know what? Fuck you.
Read yours, though.
Mine says, you cannot run away from yourself. You're always right behind you. Is that a fat joke?
It's not exactly. This is like
the most negative fortune cookie I've ever read. This is just...
It's like saying, why are you jogging? Just go back to your couch. What are you doing?
Oh, shit.
That's funny, man.
Oh, fuck.
I love that mine was so positive.
My wife's downstairs. She wants me to go downstairs and meet her.
Right now?
Yeah.
We just started this thing.
I know. We're going to fucking do this.
excuse me.
Anyways.
It's nice to have a wife.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, it is, actually.
It's nice to be married. Remember that from The Untouchables when he says that?
It is nice to be married.
Yeah.
It's nice to have
somebody. Do you remember when he says that?
Yeah. What about you? You like being alone? You like being a single guy?
No, I don't. Not anymore. You know, I don't know, dude. I go back and forth, man. Sometimes I really hate it, and sometimes I love it. But it sucks at times. Like, right now I want to get a dog, you know?
You want to get a little... Oh, shit.
I want to get a dog, and... Hold
that thought, Joe. 1 second. And go, Joe.
Yes. And that's when, you know, times like that are when it's, you know, I want to get it, but then a lot of people are telling me now that have dogs, that are in relationships with dogs, mm-hmm. are being like, dude, what are you, crazy? They're like, dude, it's tough for me, and I got a girl at home to help me with it. Like, you're going to be alone with a dog? They're like, dude, it's going to drive you nuts after a while. You're going to have to get up really early. You're going to have to come home all the time when you don't want to.
Yeah, you got to get up every night. You got to get up every morning. You got to take them out in the afternoon or pay somebody. And you got to be home by a certain time to walk them.
What are you doing? You just want to have, like, a night out. You just can't?
Well, some people, I mean, get a cat.
Like, I'm allergic and I hate cats.
You get a fucking little baby dog, like the little teacups, those little fucking teacups. You let them piss in their litter box.
They're just such pussy dogs,
though. They're fucking cool dogs. You can take them with you. You want something that loves you, Joe. You don't want, it doesn't matter how big it is. You want something to lick your face, unconditionally love you, be there for you all the time. You need some responsibility in your life to take care of something else other than your fucking self.
Right.
That's what you want. So right. Fuck it. Yeah, you have to be home at 11:30 to walk your fucking dog.
Well, dude, when you have spots, you can't be home at 11 when you got spots even, dude.
Okay, well, get the little fucking dog that pisses in the wee-wee pads and shits in
the... Hey, come to think of it, I don't know anybody, any single comic that has a dog.
Yeah.
They're all in relationships where the wife or somebody, you know, when you're out, can walk it.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Having a dog is a pain in the ass, but I do have a wife that takes care of it when I go on the road. So I would suggest you going to therapy. That's what I would suggest. Learning how to love yourself and become better in relationships, open up emotionally, and maybe getting a woman in your life that could, you know, be here to give you the same affection and unconditional love that you desire.
It'd be fun to have a little dog, though.
Maybe you just said it. You can't.
Well, maybe I will get a teacup one.
What are you going to do when you go on the road?
Bring it with me.
You're going to bring the dog with you? What if the hotel they put you in doesn't have dogs?
I'm going to just have to start saying, look, you know, I need to go to where I can have a dog. Sorry. Well, or I can board it. I mean, I'm not worried about that.
You can't board a baby little dog.
Why?
It's cruel.
It's not a baby. It's just small.
You're going to board it every time you go away? You know how much it costs to board a dog?
No, I'm not going to board it every time. But the times that I can't bring it, I'll board it. Or I'll pay somebody to come in and walk it.
Well, you can leave it with me.
Well, you won't let me, but...
I'd let you leave your dog with me.
All right. Well, then I'll leave it with you.
I'd take your dog if it's a little one.
My friend Justin, I could probably leave it with him. Like, I've researched that. I'll figure out something when I go away. But part of the reason I want to get a small dog is because I want to be able to travel with it. If I go to my mom's, I want to be able to bring it on the train with me.
Well, you're not supposed to bring dogs on the train either. You're going to have to hide it.
You can bring them as long as they're small enough to fit into the carry-on case. You can bring them on planes. They just have to be small enough to fit in those little cases.
You got to pay sometimes for an extra. Some airlines that make you pay for a dog.
Yeah, I know. I know. Dude, I've thought about all that. I just...
All right. Well...
It's one of those things. It's like when I moved into this apartment. You said the same thing when you moved into your first apartment. Whatever, when you first moved in with Dawn. I moved to this apartment. I was like, I don't know how the hell I'm going to pay for that one bedroom in Manhattan. You know, I was living in Harlem with roommates. It was...
Right.
My rent went up crazy to what I was paying. But I was like, I'll figure it out. It's just, that's your life now. You know, it's like you have a kid. You figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that. I'm more worried about the day-to-day lifestyle of just... You know how hard, even on a Tuesday night, it's impossible to be home at 11. If you have spots, it's almost impossible.
Right.
So it's like, maybe a teacup's
good. Well, it's impossible
for you. You get a little box, any wee-wees, and you throw the pads out, and that's it.
Well, if you know, you could do earlier spots. Do 9, 10, 10:30.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Also tough. We've talked about this, too. When you're single... That time after your spots, that's almost like time with your wife. Like, that's your time to go out and, like, you try to meet a girl. You know, you try to have that social time or be with your friends or whatever. It's like because, you know, you were home all day doing the shit you needed to be doing. You're doing your work and your writing and everything.
Right.
You know, but you don't have that live-in person to grow with or whatever. So you go out on your dates or you're seeing somebody, whatever it is, you know. It's like...
When was the last time you went to a massage parlor?
Years.
Years?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure years?
Yeah. Positive.
I remember
I wouldn't lie to you.
Alright. I thought you told me about a massage parlor like maybe 8 months ago.
I probably told you about one being like, there I know where there's a good one, but I didn't go. I haven't gone in forever, man. That was one of those other things like where they're fun, they're great, but at the end of it I'm like, why did I do that? I could have bought
I've never walked out of a massage parlor and said, why did I do that? I've done that with hookers. I've done that with regular square chicks. I've never, ever come out of a massage parlor and said, why did I do that? Every time I've walked out, I needed that. That was beautiful. Because of the massage factor. Because they give you a massage.
Yeah.
And then they jack you off.
Yeah.
It's the fucking best.
Yeah, I could care less about the massage.
I love the fucking massage. I love getting massage. I love, you know. That's one of my favorite things in the world is to get massages. And then to get jerked off at the end of it, that's fantastic. I've never felt... I think it should be legal in marriages to be able to go get a massage. Not all the time.
Right.
But if you save your money in your own little account, you know, something outside of the fucking family, you know, budget.
The nest egg.
Yeah, the nest egg.
Right.
Should be able to... I should be able to take some of my CD money and fucking go get jacked off.
Right. Well, I mean, you know... Look, I'm not knocking it.
I like it. I'm a big fan of it.
I have a thing with, we were talking about this earlier today. It's the same reason why I don't go on vacations a lot. Because if it's not tangible and I can't hold on to it, I have a hard time justifying it. I really do.
Well, we might as well just come out with it. The reason why we were talking about it earlier is because...
Yeah, we recorded a whole podcast and you deleted it. And now we got to do it again.
This is podcast number two. Even though we could have just went on and said it was number one. We answered all your questions and the emails and did everything. And then at the end of it, I forgot to hit some button and it deleted the email.
Yeah, the save button is the button.
It wasn't the save button. Another button came up, Joe.
You must have hit don't save. There's a button. It says save and don't save.
Look, I don't know what I did, but I fixed it. We're back, okay?
And I'm still not convinced it's gone because if you didn't delete it...
It's gone.
It's, you know, it's... I don't know.
It's gone.
Well, whatever. All right. So
one of the questions was, have you ever been to Jamaica? This is from David.
Right.
Okay? Sensulo, whatever the fuck your last name is. Heading down this weekend for the first time. Other vacation spots you recommend? Also, why don't you bust Billy Burr's balls a little bit on the Thangos? No, that's somebody else. But anyways, yeah, he's going to Jamaica this weekend.
Right.
I've never been.
Neither have I.
By choice, though. I could have went a bunch of times. I would never go to Jamaica in my life.
Well, yeah, because you were saying before that it's a place. You know, it's one of those vacations where they tell you don't leave the resort.
Yeah, that's good. That's who you want to go. Yeah, you know what? They also have that. It's called prison.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm not fucking going somewhere where you can't leave the compound.
Right.
Because you'll get killed.
Right.
It's stupid.
Right.
Especially if you're going with your chick. Maybe if I was going by myself. Look, I've been to Guatemala twice. I might go to Burma next month. I'll go to somewhere dangerous with my friends. But if I'm going with my chick... I'm not going. That's right. Why I go to Aruba. 2% crime rate. That's it.
Right.
Except for that dumb bitch, Natalie Holloway, who went out after fucking drinking all night with some fucking locals. That's stupid. But Jamaica, fuck that. Jamaica, Mexico, you're crazy. You're crazy. Why would you go somewhere on a vacation to be stressed out?
Right. No, I know. Well, I'm stressed out whenever I go on vacation.
You never been on vacation.
No, I have. I went to Italy a year ago.
And you stressed out.
I was stressed, man. Yeah. Why? I had fun, but because, dude, you're at the end of it all. See, when you don't go with a girl, I went with my friend.
You don't have to tell people that you didn't go with a girl. They know that.
Right. Right. When you go with your friend, you know, you end up doing the dumb guy shit you would do here, but you're spending three times the amount of money. You know, like at the end of the day, what did we do? We went to a bunch of bars. We got loaded. We saw a couple sites. Like, well, who cares?
Appetizers.
Yeah. It's like, dude, that's all we did. Food was tremendous. Best food I ever had in my life. I got to see my cousin over there, which was really cool. You know, meet his family that I've never met.
Right.
That was great. That was a really beautiful experience. But at the end of it, you're like, man, that just cost me like $2,000. You know, it's
yeah, but
expensive.
Dude, you went to fucking Italy, man. I know you're stressed out, but you're stressed out because you stressed yourself out. When I first started going on vacations, I would stress myself out. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to. When you go on vacation, the way I have it now. And I had to school my fucking wife on this because especially when you go with a woman, they turn into Magellan. You know, they get to discover like it's a new country. You know, everything. Right. I heard about this place and this thing and this restaurant. My friend Jenny told me there's a place we can have baskets made with your name in it. We should get, you know, we went fucking everywhere. By the end of the trip, I needed another vacation.
Right.
From the fucking vacation. And we got into a big fight. We got into a fight in our fucking honeymoon, dude. Because we were on a honeymoon in Maui. She had me waking up at fucking 3 in the morning to drive up a volcano to watch the sunrise.
Right.
And then we stopped at a lavender farm on the way down.
Ugh.
Dude, what the fuck? Hey. We got into a fight. We're at a luau. I was like, I'm more stressed out now than I was before I came here.
Right.
I go, this is bullshit. And never again. Now when we go on vacation, we don't plan shit. We wake up, we get food, we sit there. And then it just happens. What do you want to do? Nothing. We go do nothing. Well, what do you want to do? Let's go try this. Okay, let's go fucking check that out.
I like to go on trips. You know, the kind of trips I like, though, I like... I'm just simple, dude. I like road trips. I've been on a bunch of road trips in my life.
Yeah.
Had a complete ball. We drove up. I drove across the Southwest one time from, I lived in Austin at the time, so we drove from Austin, we drove all through the deserts in Texas and everything, we stopped in Las Cruces, New Mexico, then we went to Albuquerque, New Mexico, then we went to the Grand Canyon, yeah. North Rim for a few days, then we drove down to Vegas, then we drove back to Las Cruces, or to Albuquerque for a while, then we came home. That was a blast, man. I had a blast doing that.
I did that once. I did that, me, Frosty, Bert Kreischer and Vinny, his manager, rented a big RV and went through Utah, Arizona, Grand Canyon. We hit all those spots. And then I wound up flipping out, like almost fighting everybody because I had to back up their RV and I hit a tree and it ripped the awning. And I was all mad because they weren't helping me. Jeez. They were just and then we got into a fucking argument. But we wound up in the Grand Canyon, which was a blast. Hung out with some Indian trannies that were just fucking Indians with lipstick.
That's great.
And then, yeah, that was a fucking blast.
I like shit like that. I did it up the East Coast before, too, where my parents were moving home from Florida.
Yeah.
And they needed to save some money, so they were like, well, if we fly you down here, will you drive our car back up so we don't have to pay to get the car moved up or whatever? Right. Then they were like, you can do whatever you want on your way up, and we'll pay for everything. So I went down. My two buddies flew down with me. We drove we spent the first night at Disney World. Then we drove to Atlanta the next day. We spent the next night in Atlanta with my buddy Jim. We went to some party. We had a great time. Jim hopped in with us. Then we went to North Carolina to an Indian casino. Gambled, made a shitload of money.
Yeah.
You know, stopped off, went swimming, all that shit. It was a blast. Well,
that's fun, but you're also in America. But I think Americans should travel out of the country.
Yeah.
You should go to tropical places. You're going to fucking Jamaica, fine. I wouldn't go because I would be too stressed out. I wouldn't go with my wife. And I don't smoke weed, so I wouldn't fucking go at all. I'd rather go to fucking Aruba or St. Bart's or some other fucking place. The Keys.
I'm all for travel. And I think traveling out abroad and all that stuff is great. And it's like, that's the kind of thing. I've done it a lot with comedy. You know, I've been to Holland and China and all this
different
stuff. Yeah, it is. But I'm just saying, like, when I get to do that, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Just at this stage in my life, if I'm going to drop $2,000, it would make me happier than going away and coming home again. Because I can, for me right now, I get the same relaxation out of going to my mom's for 3 days and seeing my boys from home and kicking back.
My mom aggravates the shit out of me.
Yeah, I have a good time doing that, you know? And then, but like for me now, it's like if I was going to drop $2,000, I'd be way happier going out, you know, buying a computer, buying a new Xbox, buying some video games, buying a jacket that I want, you know, shit like that. That would
turning
make me,
all of it and going get another one.
That would make me really happy.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, I do both, though. I'll go buy everything and, you know, we're both trying to fill the hole with something. But yeah. I think a vacation is important, but have fun in fucking Jamaica. Someone else brought up the Andrew actually wants to, the sad passing of Randy the Macho Man Savage.
Yeah, I know. I was bummed about that when I heard
really?
That. Yeah, man.
I'm really connected emotionally, bummed about it. Like, wow, that's sad.
I legitimately went, oh, man, come on. What? Yeah, I was. Dude, it's Macho Man, dude. I was a huge fan of the guy.
What was he doing?
I kept saying, here's why I was really bummed. I kept saying that I was hoping they were going to bring him back on WWE.
They just brought Hart back last night.
Yeah, and I heard Hogan's coming back. And it was like, I was like, they should bring back Macho Man. The guy's still ripped. He was still a brick house. It's like, dude, bring this guy back. He was awesome, man. Yeah. And that's the main reason I was bummed. Because it's like, you know.
But how did he die? I know he got in a car accident, but.
I heard that he had a heart attack while he was driving. And then he had a car, you know, he crashed his car because of that.
Jesus Christ. So he had he died of a heart attack. He didn't die from the car.
Right? I don't know. The heart, maybe the car crash put the finishing touches on it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's sad, I guess. I mean, it's hard for me to fucking emotionally connect to death on people I don't know. It's hard to do it with people I do know. Never mind, you know, people I don't know, you know? I mean, people get sad that Michael Jackson or fucking all these people die. And it's like, am I bummed out? No. I mean, he had no effect on my life whatsoever. I didn't think about him at all, ever. And then they pass away. You're like, oh, shit. I mean, it sucks. Because it would be great to have him come back to the WWE. That would have been fun. But, you know, I mean, he's just...
Well, that's what it is. I get bummed when you're like, we're not going to see any more stuff from that guy. That makes me sad.
It's sad, too, that the apocalypse was actually real for him. That sucks.
It happened like the day of... Yeah, I know.
You know what sucks is that he was going, fuck, the apocalypse is never going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's dead. He must be like, really? Just me?
That'd be funny if he was in heaven like, man, that apocalypse shit happened. Now, Randy, come over. We got to talk to you.
Yeah, we got to talk to you. Now, everybody's still back. What? Yeah, you. Why? Everybody's there. Yeah. Oh, your mistress. They're all down there. Yeah. You know they should bring back is Piper. Piper. They should do a Piper's Pit.
I just watched They Live yesterday.
It's a great fucking movie.
Yeah, he's
first fight scene that gets suplexes and.
He fights Keith David.
Yeah, he fights him in the alley and they do a suplex on cement. Fucking great movie.
Yeah.
But they brought back Hart. The Rock came back this year.
Uh-huh.
And I think if they bring back Piper, that'd be fucking great. Because Piper's he's doing comedy now. He's kind of back in the mix a little bit. I follow him on Twitter. He's doing like road gigs at comedy clubs or something.
Is he still kind of jacked?
He was never jacked. Piper was really never that jacked.
Right.
He always had a shirt on. He was kind of, you know, bulky, original Superman barrel chested guy. He was never really jacked. But Piper's Pit? What the fuck? You ever watch that shit on YouTube?
What was Piper's Pit?
Piper's Pit was his talk show.
Man, I don't remember
YouTube Piper's Pit. Check out that. Him and The Rock are two of the funniest motherfuckers ever on a mic. Funniest motherfuckers ever. He must have been on coke, too, because he was out of his mind.
Did you see the episode of It's Always Sunny that he was on?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man.
Funny?
Yeah, it's great. He plays a wrestler. He doesn't play Piper, but he plays a wrestler.
No shit.
And they hire him. Yeah, they put on a wrestling event to try to raise money for the troops, and they're going to be wrestlers. Dude, it's a really funny episode, but he plays like a fucking lunatic in it.
Yeah, he's fucking great, dude.
Yeah.
He's really good. I'm watching Tough Enough, too. The Rock was on Tough Enough this weekend, and they had James Rodet was on it, too. I'm back into wrestling, dude. I watched Raw last night with Hart, and then that crazy black guy.
Who?
I don't know his fucking name. He's fucking nuts. I forget his name. And The Miz. It's getting good again. It's coming back. Let's move on to another question here. Kevin McLaughlin, or Glocklin, or whatever the fucking name is. Kevin. He wanted to know about the politics of playing certain clubs, getting asked to come back, and how difficult it is for comics to find good agents, managers, and are they happy justifying their cut?
Sure.
But
I gotta get.
We're wrapping up.
I gotta get showered. And
yeah, we're gonna wrap up in 2 seconds, Joe.
All right, sorry.
We'll be done by 8.
I gotta be done before 8 because I gotta.
All right, we'll be done in 5 minutes.
All right, that's fine.
You did this on the last podcast. You didn't learn your lesson.
And you did it again.
What? I didn't do nothing again. We're wrapping up.
You go. We're gonna watch the clock.
I'm watching the clock.
I didn't say that.
All right. We're wrapping up. Well, here the thing is, there's another question too that it came in that was. Kind of goes together with certain clubs, alternative comedy, and why people give it such a fucking trashing. Alternative comedy to me, I don't think there is alternative comedy. I mean, it's just comedy. It's under the same fucking umbrella. It's just they have a different venue that they perform in because, you know, they can't get into the clubs. I don't think they could get into the mainstream clubs, especially during the 90s and 80s, late 80s. You had to be that stand-up guy, set up Punch TV.
Right.
These guys started talking about a little different shit and going about it a little different way. I love fucking performing. Your Tuesday Night Room is alternative, quote-unquote.
Right.
I love it. Yeah. I have a fucking blast every time I go down.
Yeah, it's fun, man. You're right. Funny's funny. It doesn't matter. Everybody ends up in the same place anyway. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're Dave Attell or Mark Maron.
Aziz.
Or Aziz Ansari.
Zach Galifianakis.
Zach or Louis C.K. or Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
Or Dave. It doesn't matter. Every one of those guys is either still out on the road playing clubs or they went through clubs to do theaters or whatever it is. It's like everybody ends up in the same place.
Yeah, you can't say that alternative guys don't want to become famous because all of them are famous.
Right.
Most of them are famous. Zach's doing a part two. Once you do a part two
right.
of a hit movie,
you're famous. Yeah.
That's it. You're done.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not an indie.
Yeah, I think
it's a major grossing picture, part two.
Yeah, I think anybody
and all the fucking comedy in that, sorry to cut you off, is fucking dick joke fart jokes.
A lot of it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One of the number one movies, dick joke fart joke movies of all time, you know, one of the biggest alternative guys in the fucking room
right.
is fucking on it, and he's doing part two.
Well, that's the thing, because if it's funny, it's funny. That's it.
Yeah.
And anybody on either side of that argument that points fingers at the other side and goes, all of you stink.
Yeah.
On either side of it, whether you're an art guy or a club guy.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. It's stupid. You go on where you go on. You can go on wherever you want to go on. And if you get something out of it, that's great. And if as long as you're not going, well, I'm better than you, then who cares?
Yeah. It just does come a little snobbery with the alternative rooms that somehow people like, well, this is better comedy. It's not.
Well,
it's
but that's not all the rooms. There are rooms that do that. Just like there are clubs that treat you like, you know, that's like saying, I won't name names because I don't want to get into all that. But like, you know, that's like if you go to a, if you hear the thing that all clubs stink, they treat you like garbage. They're sexist. They're racist. It's like, look, dude, we know clubs that are like that.
Yeah.
But That's not a fair representation of all clubs.
No.
There are great clubs out there that are nothing like that, where the crowds are wonderful and they're not dumb and they're not too drunk. Just like with alternative rooms. Are there rooms that are hipster, snotty, foo-foo rooms? Of course. Right. But that's not all of them.
Right.
So you just don't go to those rooms.
And funny trumps everything.
Yeah.
If you're funny, you can work in anywhere, anytime, with any other comic. And as far as like the political things about getting into clubs, again, funny. It's not about management or agents or clubs. You just got to be funny. You can't worry about what clubs you're in and what clubs you're not in. You can't worry about the festivals liking you or not liking you or an agent liking you or not. You're going to go through a bunch of agents.
Yeah.
You're going to go through a bunch of festivals. I mean, a bunch of managers. It's funny trumps everything. Once you're funny, people will want to make money off of you. That's what clubs are.
Right.
That's what agents are. They can make money off of you.
Right.
And the only way you get to that point is by being funny.
Right.
So all you have to do, all you have to worry about, none of that shit. Just worry about becoming better as a fucking comic.
Yeah. Be funny, be respectful, be humble, but be driven And all that shit will follow, man.
Well, fuck
that's
humble.
It.
You don't need humble.
No, you do, man. Because if you're, you know, you don't want to be some kid that kills in his local scene and then comes to New York with this arrogance because then nobody wants to talk to you.
Well,
I mean,
if you
he's just douche. That's what I mean. You got to be a little humble, man.
Well, look, dude, you be you. That's what you got to be. I mean, you be you.
If respectful is humble.
Okay, if you're a, I don't believe you have to be any certain type of way. But do you think Patrice is humble?
No, but I also think he does. But there are different aspects to humility. It's like, do I think he's humble in an argument or in a conversation or on stage? No, I don't. But do I think that if he was going after something in the business, he would carry himself the way he needed to and
are
say,
you crazy?
Yeah, I think that.
Dude, Spike Lee called him at his house and he was like, why are you calling me?
All right, we probably should. We don't need to talk about this on the air.
Well, I'm just saying he's talked about it on the. He's talked about it on ONA.
Oh, okay. All
you know
right.
what I mean?
All
I'm
right.
saying, but no, because he has a point. It's like, dude, why do you get to? You know what I mean? I can't just call you. It's like there's, you know, because now I'm. His point is, I can't negotiate with you. I have to just, hey, oh my God. He's not.
That's not being humble though. That's not
what
I'm saying. I'm talking about like I read a quote from Colin once where they said, "What's your advice to young comics?" And he goes, "Keep your mouth shut and just listen." Young comics come around; they think they know everything, and they talk too fucking much. That's what I mean. Well, it's like you go into the cellar and you sit down at the table.
Yeah.
Sit down at the table and listen for a little while.
I wish you fucking took your own advice when you came to New York.
Oh, please, dude. I took like, the shit knocked out of me by you guys.
You were just an asshole.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, okay.
All right, one of the other questions is what is one of your favorite haunts?
Blue and Gold, downtown, 7th Street, between 1st and 2nd. Cheapest drinks in New York, great jukebox, true dive bar, but not seedy.
Really?
Not too village hipstery. Just a great spot, man. You get yourself a Crown Royal or a Jameson or a Grey Goose for like $4. You get yourself a beer for $3. You know, you get a round of drinks for $11. It's a great fucking spot. I love it.
All right. Well, Joe, you can go get ready. I'm going to finish off. The last question is for me, so I'm going to finish it off. You go get ready.
Make yourself at home, Bob.
I'm fucking going to make myself at home, you jackass. I got to wrap up this podcast. You stood up 18 times during this podcast.
That was residual burr. I apologize.
What's residual burr?
When I was hanging on this weekend, I said something. He goes, make yourself at home, Joe. All
right. So anyways, another thing I'm going to talk about by myself because Joe knows nothing about sports. Who's in the playoffs for the NHL?
Oh, no, don't care.
Who's in the playoffs for the NBA?
The Bulls.
Okay. Well, Jesus. You know, one team. Who are they playing right now?
Nassau?
What the fuck is Nassau?
I don't know.
All right. Anyways, what are your picks for UFC 130 and why? All right. Well, if I was going to give you my picks, fucking Jimmy, of course I'm going to give you the why. I'm going to have to pick Rampage, man. If Rampage can't beat Hamill... I don't know, man. I mean, Rampage has been in the business for a long time. Hamill's a good wrestler. He's, for those of you guys who don't know, he's the deaf one. So Rampage's smack talk isn't going to be able to get under his skin and fuck with him psychologically because he can't hear him. So, you know, he can kind of just go in there and fight. But I think Rampage should be able to take this fight. But if it goes the distance, it's not going to be good for Rampage. He should go in there and actually handle this motherfucker. I haven't seen Rampage handle somebody in a long time. He's won. He's lost too. But I haven't seen him fucking really do what he was doing when he first came in the UFC. And even what he was doing in Japan. So I'm hoping that Rampage comes out and knocks Hamill the fuck out. I like Hamill. He's a pretty solid fighter. But, I mean, it's really, you know, it's not that exciting. He's not that exciting. You pretty much know what he's going to do. He's going to try to take you down. I really believe that that Rampage should fucking handle him. And it's weird too. I don't, you know, talking about this on the podcast, that UFC or MMA actually just got voted in. I think it's still at the beginning stages, but they passed the bill to go to the House or some shit like that to one step closer to getting MMA legalized in New York City, which will be unfucking believable if we could just walk down the street to the Madison Square Garden and see a fight. There hasn't been a fight in a long time that in New York City. I mean, they have boxing, but when was the last time they even had a fucking boxing fight? A boxing match, a boxing fight. What am I, an asshole? In New York City, nothing. So I'm really excited about that. But this week's fight, you got Frank Mir fighting Nelson Roy, that fat motherfucker. I think Frank's going to take him out. Frank hasn't fought in a while, too. But I think Frank's going to definitely submit that fat fuck. You got, oh, shit. Oh, you also got Torres fighting Johnson. I love Torres. I like when he was the champ. That should be a great fight. I hope he wins, because I'd love to see him get another shot at the title. You get Groves fighting, too. Grove has been around for fucking years. I like him. He's a big, tall, lanky motherfucker. Hawaiian motherfucker. I hope he actually takes the fight too. But I'm picking Rampage and Mir, and I'm also going to pick Torres. There's a bunch of other fights going on. There's Alves and there's Straw, that big motherfucker fighting Brown. But those are the three fights that I'm picking that I think that are going to be exciting. And it's good to actually have a fight back up on UFC. Another thing, another question that's out there, really quick. Somebody asked that Joe's CD is impossible to download, Depression Auction, because it's impossible to find on any P2P server. I don't know what the fuck a P2P server is, Joe, but people are trying to steal your shit and can't download it.
Yeah, why don't you buy it for $10?
Yeah, why don't you go do that, Josh? Stop trying to steal Joe's shit. It's not fucking 1999 where we want you to take our shit for free.
Yeah. So you can sorry that 3 years of my life isn't worth $10 to you. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So that's about it. We talked about a bunch of shit. UFC, Joe's favorite haunts, some goddamn comic inside shit. I have no idea. Some of the tech stuff I want to talk about this week. One of the things that I've just got for this podcast to make it sound better is this Yeti microphone. It's a USB microphone. You can actually finagle it to hook right up to the iPad with the USB connector on the iPad and a USB hub. It has omnidirectional, bidirectional. It has a figure eight setting, the gain. It's portable. It's a fucking pretty amazing microphone for the average asshole who wants to just plug and go, plug and play. You can stick it right into the computer USB. It's around $149 right now, down from $200 at Best Buy. Can you not make crackling sounds while I'm doing this?
I just came over back to say that thank you for the stain that you left on the rug while you were eating.
I left a stain on the rug?
Yeah, I saw the meat fall out of your mouth, Bob, and I saw you try to pick it up like nobody saw it. But yeah, there's a nice barbecue sauce stain on the carpet.
Can you get it out?
I don't know, Bob. Maybe I'd have time to try if we weren't recording a podcast right now.
Well, I'm sorry, Joe. I dropped something. I mean, that happens.
You could have tried. You could have said, dude, I got something in your rug. Do you have some cleaner? But no, you did what a dog does. You tried to hide it.
Yeah. Well, dude, I live with a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I realized last week? My wife went away for 2 days. I woke up on Sunday morning. I thought I got the apartment got broken into because every cabinet in the kitchen was open. And I realized that I don't close cabinet doors.
Yeah, it's...
I don't close them. She goes behind me and closes them all the time. That's what a piece of shit I am. So I apologize, Joe. I apologize. Next time I eat here, I know what the fucking MO is. You gotta, you know, I'm sorry I spilled something on the ground, sir. Can I please have something to try to clean it up? Why don't you just clean it up?
That's what I'm doing.
Well, take care of your guests. All right? I bought lunch. Fucking yeah. Tremendous lunch, by the way.
Yeah, it was great. You're earning every penny of it.
I'm earning it. Why? Because you have to clean.
I've earned every penny.
Why? Because you're on your knees. Joe's right now on his knees cleaning up a barbecue sauce stain. Oh, this makes me so happy. And Joe just got a new iMac, which is the last tech thing I'm going to talk about. I guess I've never had one. It's the one that's just the screen and everything is inside of it. Right, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah. Ports are on the back. Power buttons on the back. Speakers are built in. Disk drives in the side. Wireless keyboard, wireless mouse. They got this new called the Magic Mouse where the mouse can do all kinds of shit depending on your finger movements.
And how much is this?
I mean, Apple's selling it for like $12.
Yeah?
I got it. If you live in New York, go to B&H. They got it for $1,030 over at B&H. Here's the catch. Apple will give you a 14-day grace period. If you don't like it, you can bring it back. B&H is like, once you open it, it's yours. You're still covered under the Apple warranty and all that shit. Right. So if there's something wrong with it, you can bring it to Apple to get it fixed. But you can't bring it back and go, ah, I changed my mind. I mean, but if you're at the point of buying a major desktop computer, you're probably past the point of returning it, I would think.
So the iMac, is this a new one or is this an older one?
I don't know. It's the newest
iMac
version of the iMac, but the simplest, you know, the starter version of it. It's
great.
More than you need.
All right.
It's plenty. And you're going to be tempted when you're buying that computer to go PC because you're going to go, the Dells are $450 plus delivery. And this thing is $1,000 or $11 or $12 or whatever. I mean, these fucking things go up to $2,000 or whatever, you know, $3,000.
Yeah.
So it's like, just do it, dude. Just buy the Mac. You're going to have it forever. It's never going to give you problems. This is my third Mac. Every Mac I ever bought. My first Mac laptop, when I upgraded to the Pro because I needed a faster one.
Yeah.
I wiped the whole computer and set it back to factory settings and gave it to my parents.
Still running.
Runs perfect.
The fucking Mac is the best. If you're with
it's
PC.
It's 5 years old. It runs perfect.
If you're doing PC, you're an asshole. Unless you're doing fucking huge, big movie editing and you need a custom PC power bullshit, you're an asshole. Mac is the way to go. It's idiot-proof. It's fucking flawless. And if it breaks down, you can make an appointment at the Genius Bar and talk to a fucking genius, an American citizen that fucking knows everything about Apple. You don't have to call up some 1-800 number and talk to an Indian dude that's going to fucking read from the manual, which you could do anyways. So definitely go with the Mac. I would love to get a Power Mac, but I already have fucking two iMacs. Whatever the fuck, MacBook Pros, which I love. So those are the two tech things. Yeti microphone, around 149, plugs right into an iPad or a computer, USB, and the iMac. Joe seems to like that. And that's about it. This week I'm going to be in Edmonton at the comic strip. Joe, are you going to be anywhere?
I'm nowhere this week, but every Tuesday, if you're in New York, every Tuesday I co-host a show called Righteous Kill at the People's Improv Theater on 24th Street between Park and Lexington, 9:30 every Tuesday. Myself and Jared Logan, who's a great, hilarious comedian co-host, come down to that if you're in town. And then the weekend, first weekend of June, I'll be at CB's Comedy Club in the West Village, McDougal Street, right past Bleecker. So come check me out there.
And as always, go to my website, robertkellylive.com, to get these podcasts. If you have an Android phone, you can stream it right from your phone. Just go to the website, go to the bottom right corner, hit mobile, and hit play, and they come right through. Or if you have an iPhone, you can get my app, and it has the podcast right on there. Or just download it from iTunes. If you listen to this, make sure you fucking subscribe on iTunes or write a review on iTunes and so we can get this thing a little more popular than it already is. Not that fucking, I think there's like 20 people that listen to this, but who gives a fuck? So there you go. There's podcast number fucking 7, and that's it. Joe, say goodbye.
Bye.
He's in the bathroom right now, fucking cleaning.
You know what, dude?